I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know? Good Monday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast, Reeling It In. And we cast ourselves deep into God's Word, reel back those life applications, and we are picking back up here, talking about the Lord's return here. We have been discussing when we die, what happens, that our spirit goes immediately to be with the Lord, and the only thing that is laying to rest is this old earthly shell. Now, the Bible clearly teaches here in this passage of Scripture that Jesus is going to return to earth. It's not a secondary doctrine, but a central doctrine. And here's just a few passages that point to a return, the second coming of Christ. Acts 1:11, men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Matthew chapter 24, verses 30 through 31, at that time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. All nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. He will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. And then 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises. Some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. And into these verses, almost the entire book of Revelation and the Old Testament prophetic passages that point to a future day when Christ will reign. And you see that second coming is a cornerstone of the doctrine of the church. Now, Paul tells us that he is passing on to us the Lord's own words about what is going to take place. Now, this word could have been from the teaching of Jesus during his lifetime, like from his teaching in Matthew 24, and the additional details found here may have been things that Jesus said, but were not recorded in the Gospels. It's also possible that it was a word that Paul received from another prophet, or it was something that was revealed directly to Paul by the Lord. Verse 15, it says, according to the Lord's own words, chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so that we will be with the Lord forever. Now, there's four things that we learn from this short passage of Scripture. First, those who are living at the time of the return of Christ will not precede those who have died. The great day of his coming is going to involve all the believers, those who have already died, those still living on earth. No believer will be excluded. Second, the Lord will come down from heaven unmistakably. There will be a loud command with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God. The picture is that of a bugler in the military summoning the troops, or maybe a better picture for you is mom calling out that dinner is ready. In either case, people come running. Depending on how you read the text, these could be three different things: a loud command, a voice from the archangel, a trumpet blast, or it could be one thing, a loud command from the voice of the archangel that serves as the trumpet call of God. I don't think that part really matters. Third, the dead and the living believers will be caught up together. It is that Latin word for caught up together. It is rapto, and it's from this phrase where we get that doctrine called the rapture. And all Bible-believing Christians believe in the rapture. In other words, they believe that there will be a day when we will be caught up together with Christ. And those words, to meet the Lord, translates a term used only two other times in the New Testament. in the parable of the 10 maidens, and the maidens are called out to meet the groom and join the marriage procession. Outside of Rome, some Christian brethren came to meet Paul to escort him back into the city. Now, the word was a technical term for meeting a visiting dignitary. A delegation honored the visitor by going outside the city and meeting him and his entourage on the road. Together, the entire party would then proceed back into the city with the prompt and fanfare. In other words, it will be something similar to that triumphant entry of Jesus. People came with Jesus from Bethany. Some came out of Jerusalem when they heard that he was coming to meet them and welcome him. Now, listen. Fourth, don't miss the most important words. So we will be with the Lord forever. This is the great prize. This is the ultimate goal. On this great day, we will no longer have to search for God. We will no longer feel alone. We will never again feel like our prayers aren't getting past the ceiling. We will never be afraid or feel lost because we will be with the Lord forever. Well, listen, I got all the time I got. I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.